Indeed, the committee has adopted its very first general comment on enforced disappearances in the context of migration a year ago. And in the launching event, we committed ourselves to work especially on the three points. The first one is on how to disseminate the content of the general comment. The second one is how to overview implementation of the convention in the context of the recommendations and the principles given in the general comment. And the third point was on how to use this general comment as a tool to further foster ratification of the convention. Let me use this opportunity to inform you briefly on the main activities on the committee on these three points. When it comes to first point, namely dissemination of the general comment, I'm glad to inform you that our regional Panama office has recently issued illustrated brochure, illustrated text of the general comment in Spanish. And this brochure is currently available for free download, but also we expect to have it soon in the hard copy and to further disseminate it also in this way. Also, when it comes to dissemination of the general comment, we have very intensive cooperation with our colleagues from ICMP. You know that ICMP is very active in the field of capacity building. So they decided to incorporate this topic, enforced disappearances in the context of migration, in their existing capacity building programs. Also, all of us as the committee members were very active in this period in terms of participation in academic and professional conferences, roundtables, workshops, etc. So that resulted basically in several academic papers, presentations, etc. And all of those documents are available for further sharing upon your request. Also, on this point, very important information. You are probably already familiar with information that we are going to organize World Congress on enforced disappearances in January next year. So one of the panels, one of the discussions in this World Congress is going to be dedicated to the issue of enforced disappearances in the context of migration. On the second point, namely implementation of the convention, very important information for you, that committee has started asking the state parties on how they are implementing the convention in the context of recommendations given in the general comment. We started doing that as of our 26th session, so if you check the recently issued concluding observations, you will find also recommendations related to this particular issue. When it comes to the third point, namely how to foster implementation or ratification of the convention using the general comment as a tool to do that, we are glad to inform you that we have established cooperation with the Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe. Namely, a Parliamentary Assembly has several committees, boards dedicated, specialized for various issues. One of those committees is actually Committee on Migration, Refugees and Displaced Persons. And that committee has recently adopted a special report on missing migrants, refugees and asylum seekers. And we were very glad to see that the backbone of this report are actually recommendations of our general comment. And also very important information is that Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe is going probably tomorrow to adopt resolution based on this report. And through this resolution, Council of Europe is going to invite its own state parties to ratify the convention and to efficiently cooperate with our committee. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to thank you once again for your support in the process of the development of the general comment, but we are also open for your future recommendations and suggestions and initiatives on how to work together on implementation and dissemination of the general comment. Thank you.
Merci beaucoup, Madame la Vice-Présidente, pour ces éléments.